B-Pod Studios.
The MRL Morning Show on demand.
All the hits, Kiss 95.1. We are the Manny, Roy, and Loren Morning Show.
So we found a list. This is from BuzzFeed. And it's 23 things that really tick us off on a daily basis. Mm. And it could be anything. Whether it's a bad driver, maybe somebody... the thing that annoys me probably the most out of anything is when someone is in front of me and turns either right or left without putting on a signal.
Really? That bothers you?
Oh, I hate the the signal is so... Now, I don't mean like lane changing. Mm-hmm. If you're moving fast, you can lane change all day without a signal. But if I'm going to have to stop and slow down, I need
like
to know
right.
that you're turning. Yes. I would like a warning. What about you?
What ticked me off is surprisingly when I'm walking and someone just stops. Because like, there's no taillights on someone's butt.
Yeah.
You don't know they're going to slow down. Like every time I'm ever like traveling or vacationing, of course, you know, there's a lot of things you're looking around and you're sightseeing. And the next thing you know, someone stops and you're about to run into. I hate that.
You have the human version of my anger.
Right. Yeah. I do. The human version of it.
What about you, Loren? What really ticks you off?
I think when people give you like that backhanded compliment, like that really ticks me off. I'm like, did you think about that before you said it? You know,
like,
they try to say something nice, but it comes off where you're like,
hey, you got dressed up today.
Me. Yeah.
I dressed up for a change.
Wow, you clean up nice. I'm like, hold on a second.
Nicole, what about you? What really ticks you off?
I really hate what you said. Like, if there's two lanes, like going, if one lane is going straight and then the next lane is going straight, but you can also turn right.
Yeah.
I hate people in that right lane going straight. Like, get in the straight lane.
Right. Yeah.
Because I hate being at a red light and I'm turning right and there's only one person in front of me and they're going straight.
Yeah, and they're stopping you from turning on red.
Exactly.
Yeah, I get it.
I have a list, by the way. Do you want me to keep going and telling you things that upset me?
Yes, please do.
I hate it when you go pay at the pump and it says, please see cashier.
For a receipt?
To even do the... I've one time put my card in. I guess it gets rejected. I don't know what it is.
Oh, I don't know.
I don't know why, but it'll be like, go see cashier. I will get in my car and drive to a different cashier.
See, that makes me mad when it asks you if you want a receipt and then it's like, go see cashier. Yeah. I'm like, well, then why did you ask me?
I am not seeing the cashier. I'm paying at this pump.
I kind of have the same thing that ticks me off. At the self-checkout, which you think is going to be faster, and it never is because you have to see the attendant.
Yo.
Call the attendant.
It sucks.
Like, what? No, this is supposed to be faster. Meanwhile, the person who is five carts back on the regular line is through. All right, here's a couple from BuzzFeed. Let me see what you guys think of this. And by the way, we want you guys to jump and get in on this conversation at 704-570-9595. It could be anything, work-related, personal, whatever it is. What really, just sound off this morning, what really gets your goat? What really ticks you off? All right, here, this is a good one. When you think you're charging your phone, then you realize that it's not actually plugged in right, but you haven't checked it in 2 hours, so you actually lost power rather than gained power.
Mm-hmm. That's the worst.
When you have soap on your hands in a bathroom, and the automated sink will not work to get the soap off your hands.
Yes.
That just happened to me not too long ago at a restaurant.
I hate that.
Dean's like, what do? I said, we go get paper towels and wipe off, bud.
Or then when you put your hand down and then by the time you move your hand, then the water starts. I hate that.
When you respond to a text, but they...
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Beat you to it with another text, and now you're having multiple conversations in the text chain.
Oh, well.
That doesn't bother me.
I do.
Oh, that annoys me, though, because it's like, Loren, are you going tonight? What are you wearing? Yes. And then all of a sudden, the conversation, you have two different conversations going.
Oh, it's not matching up?
Right.
I always say, like, yes and yes, or yes and no, you know.
These are things that really tick us off. When the Uber or the Lyft is about to pick you up and cancels last second.
Oh, man. That's Loren's.
Like, this is my life, okay? I'm like, just let me live. Can I just get in your vehicle and go home?
How about when you're off to the airport, you're going on a flight, and you were packing a day or two before your trip, and you did everything you could to make sure you could fit everything on the carry-on so that when you land wherever you're going, you can get your bag, get right off the plane, and go be on vacation.
And what happens? They check it at the gate.
Oh, there's not enough damn overhead space, and you check that bag.
Get this. I'm one of the ones that will volunteer my bag to be checked because it's free.
Well, gate check is okay because they'll put it on and they'll bring it up to you. Right. Right. That's okay.
I volunteer for that. Wait.
Yeah, that's a good one.
This is Elijah in Mount Holly. What's the things that just really tick you off?
So when I'm driving, and surprisingly, I don't really have the problem with the turn signal part. So they give me a turn signal, but then I'm driving, and then they still haven't turned by the time I got to them, and then I have to stop completely. And
the
then
slow
they just
turners.
Turn ever so slowly.
Yeah.
The slow turner.
Yeah.
Yes. Turn already.
Just whip it. Just come on.
Yes. Oh. Thanks, Elijah.
I want you to fly into Wendy's going 25 miles per hour.
Coming on.
I don't want to wait for you to crawl in at 5. Go get your Whopper or whatever.
How about this one? How about me the other day? Same thing. Guy in front of me, you're allowed to turn on red, right? So the guy in front of me, or the girl, I don't know who it was, had their right turn signal on, and I'm honking my horn. Go. What I don't see is that there's a bunch of geese in front of the car.
And now you look like a jerk.
Yeah, now I look like I hate animals. Yeah. I was like, oh, sorry, I didn't know.
The MRL Morning Show on demand.
It's Kiss 95.1. Manny Roy and the Rim Morning Show. The things that just tick you off, what are they?
Oh, we found a list from BuzzFeed, Roy. Everything on the list from when you think you're charging your phone, then you realize it's not plugged in right, all the way to the point where you packed a bag to carry on the airplane, and then they tell you there's no more room, and you got to check it anyway. That's annoying.
Yeah, we're getting some text messages, too. 980 texted in and said, when people leave their shopping carts in the middle of the parking lot, there are parking spots for your stuff, or you can walk it back. Don't just leave it somewhere.
Yeah, that is annoying.
I'm guilty of that.
Leaving a shopping cart?
Yeah, but like when I have cash with me, I feel like I can't go that far from,
that is true,
from the car, right?
That is true. You could bring him with you in the shopping cart, then carry him back, but I mean, he's a big boy now.
Yeah. Well, he'll walk now and hold my hand, which is nice.
I get you.
I mean, still, if you're trying to push a cart and hold a hand and...
I'll ask somebody walking back towards the store, hey, can you
grab this?
I tell them it's a good ride. No wiggly wheels. It's a very comfortable ride.
You just mind check them into it.
Low mileage.
There's even cruise control in this bad boy.
I'll take it. What do I owe you?
They're like so excited about it by the time they get it.
That's awesome, man.
704 also texted in and said, when you're at the mall and people stand behind you super close in line, like give me my personal space back.
Yeah, well, this is Christina in Waxhaw. Hey, Christina.
Hey.
So what's the thing that just ticks you off?
I'm so excited to get this off my chest. I work in an office where we have like cubes in a small space, and everyone's pretty respectable except for one person who just refuses to use his headphones, and I have no idea why, and I don't want to listen to what he's listened to. Plus, he found that 10-second rewind button on YouTube.
It's so annoying. Put headphones in.
Yeah.
It's not hard.
Well, you know what you do, Christina? When you get into work today, crank us up and tell.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Us when you're listening to us, and we'll say something about it.
Yeah,
it's awful when coworkers don't know how to use headphones.
Yes.
Yeah. I've said something to him about it, and he like was really cool with it, and then still just ignored me.
That's funny. Thanks, Christina. Have a great day.
You too. Bye.
Even though you got to deal with that person.
Let's talk with Nicole in Charlotte. What's the thing that ticks you off, Nicole?
Hey, guys.
Hey.
So my biggest thing is actually I've been a nurse for 12 years. And one thing I've realized, there are a lot of people do not actually consider what people go through. And so they end up gossiping and talking ill of people that come in dressed differently or, like, end up, like, coming in presenting symptoms, but they don't understand how the person actually got those or why they're that way.
Yeah.
Yep.
So that's my biggest pet peeve. I just wish people would understand more because, and don't get me wrong, there's always bad people out there, too, or bad things that people do, but I feel like a lot of stuff we do actually influences our choices on that.
Amen,
yeah.
We shouldn't be judgmental for that.
Preach, and I feel like you're too smart for this show, so I'm going to ask you to head over to NPR right now, if you would, please. Thanks, Nicole.
Have a good day, guys.
Seriously, don't turn the station. Listen to us.
All right, this is Stephanie in Denver.
Hi, y'all. I love the show. I listen every morning.
Oh, thank you so much, Stephanie. We love you. So just tell us, get this off your chest. What ticks you off?
Okay, so bad drivers who are either slow in the fast lane or are turning and don't realize there's not a yield sign or stop sign, but stop anyway.
Mm. Oh, I get off on Ray Road in Ballantyne to go home, Stephanie, and it's a yield. And there's a third lane that you just yield. And as long as nobody's turning into that third lane, you can go right off the exit of 485. But people stop there.
We have one in Denver that doesn't even have a yield sign. You can just go, but people stop constantly.
Yeah, and I don't mind you slowing down and taking a look. You don't have to go. It's not like pit road at the speedway where you just bust out. You know, take a look, but don't stop.
I can hear my dad, Stephanie, going, what do you need, a written invitation? Go.
Rodney in South Carolina, what's the thing that ticks you off?
Hey, how you doing? The thing that ticks me off the most would probably be when people can't be organized at work.
Ooh. Mm-hmm. Oh, boy.
Yeah, I don't know where we stand on that.
I may be right now.
We're somewhere in the middle.
If you look at my dining room table, it is like the office of my apartment. It is stacked with folders and papers and binders and notebooks.
Yeah, you know what gets us sometimes too is that we get crap here at the radio station if we do something that didn't go along the lines of how it's supposed to go. Mm-hmm. Like there's ABCD at everybody's work and how you're supposed to follow the rules. And we get in trouble when we don't follow the rules, as we should. But when other people don't follow the rules, it's like, meh.
Yeah, it's like, eh.
Yeah, yeah. That's okay. And if we bring it up, then we're just being nitpicky.
Yeah, we're snotty.
Yeah.
Thanks, Rodney. Have a great day.
I don't know how what that has to do with him being organized at work, though.
We're talking about work.
Okay.
And we're talking about things that get our goat.
Yes.
You just want to get that off your chest?
Yeah, I forgot. That ticks me off.
Yeah, we deal with that quite a bit. Morgan in Monroe, welcome to the Manny Roy the Red Show.
Hey.
Hi. What ticks you off?
So, whenever you pull up to a four-way stop, and everyone just doesn't understand the concept of who goes. I just don't get it. I get flipped off all the time.
Well, I thought I knew until Loren told me differently with the law. I thought that it is a first come, first serve at the stop sign. But now there's a whole rule about whoever's to the right of you, which still blows my mind because everyone is to the right of you.
Yeah. Well, that's if you come up. Well, that's if you come up and you're like, you both get there at the same time. Then it's the person to your right. So I'm like, okay, I get to go, and then they start going, and then I just keep going, so everyone probably just hates me.
Get this move. So I don't arrive at the same time at the intersection, I will purposely arrive a bit slower. I will hit my brake harder, so I... You know what I mean?
You can get your wits about you and know how you're going to go through.
Yeah,
and we get hit with a four-way stop right as soon as we come out of the work... right out of work here.
And sometimes I just scream, I'm sorry, and I hope that it's okay. I'm going.
Throw the hand up.
I regret nothing. Kind of. It's like, I got to go home. I don't know.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.